From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A Gibson Florentine banjo made in 1927 in the hands of Steve Martin. The actor and comedian has been playing and loving the banjo for 45 years, writing his own tunes, including this one, the title song of his new CD, The Crow. Martin, how would you describe this love affair with the banjo that you have? Passionate, unrequited, tempestuous, what?
Well, the thing about the banjo is when you first hear it, it strikes many people as, what's that? There's something very compelling about it to certain people. And to other people, I think it just, you know, falls on deaf ears. But that's the way I was. That's the way a lot of banjo players and people who love the banjo are. They first hear it, it strikes them in some way at their core.
Well, when you first picked up a banjo and started trying to figure out how to play it, were you surprised at how hard it was? Did it strike you that, oh my goodness, I thought this would be easy, and actually it's going to take a while?
Well, it's like the briar patch. I can't tell you if it was hard because I didn't have anything to compare it with. You know, it's where I grew up. That's why I compare it to the briar patch. It's just I got some books. I got Earl Scruggs' book on how to play the banjo. I got Pete Seeger's book on how to play the banjo. And another technique was, once you had some fundamentals down, was to take 33 RPM records and slow them down to 16
so you can
and tune the banjo down so it would be in the same tune and pick it out note by note.
Most of the songs on this CD are songs that you've written over the years, some many years
yes.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to one called Wally on the Run. Okay, who's Wally?
Wally is our dog. And we got him as a puppy, and I have a house in Los Angeles where there's a long hallway with three steps in the middle, three descending steps, and he loved to run down that hallway and leap, spreading his paws out and leap into the air. And I had been playing that little opening lick and watching him do that, and it became a soundtrack to him running. And then if you hear it, it does have a little dog-like bark, bark in it.
Now, which part are you hearing is the barking?
I'll tell you. Here. Right here.
Yep, yep. I think I hear a little leaping in there too.
Yeah, you can see, you can visualize the whole thing.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a lab.
Well, he has a song in his honor now. He's got to be happy about that.
Yeah, he's ecstatic.
You brought one of your banjos into the studio with you today, and I wonder if you could demonstrate something for us. I want you to show
sure.
us the difference between finger picking style, Earl Scruggs style banjo playing, and frailing or claw hammer
okay.
style.
Happy to do that. I'll play the Scrugg style first, put the picks on. There's a pick on the thumb, a pick on the first finger, and a pick on the second finger. And you use those three fingers. And I'll play my song Calico Train, which is on the record. So you get the idea.
Yeah, we're hearing the metal of the picks on those strings,
right,
too.
Right, right. I think I'll tune this up and play up. This gives you the feeling of frailing. This is played with no picks, and it's really plucked down on the string with the back of the fingernail. And as the three-finger style, you're plucking up, and here you're striking down.
How would you describe the different sounds that you're getting with those two different styles?
Well, I think of three-finger, although these two categories really can overlap in mood, Three Finger as driving and staccato, and I think of Frailing as moody and melancholy, although there's, you know, very happy Frailing songs and very sad Three Finger songs.
When you're home, do you ever just take out your banjo and just look at it as just a thing of beauty?
I do. I think banjos are incredibly beautiful. Just the fundamental look of a banjo, of, you know, a cylinder and a stick. And they're I think they're very, very beautiful.
And when you hold it, does it is it pleasing? I mean, does it feel like a real part of you by now?
Yes, it really does. We're getting into very esoteric things here, but there's a difference in standing and holding the banjo and sitting and holding the banjo. I don't know, I find it something really aesthetically appealing about looking at a banjo player standing. And sitting, it's a little more like being in an orchestra, although I prefer sitting because it just gives you a better angle on the neck.
We get to hear you sing on the album on one song. It's
yes.
Late for School.
Woke up this morning, clock said I was late for school. Teacher told me that's not cool. Gotta put my shirt and pants on, flew down the front stair. Wet my fingers and slicked my hair. Elbowed grandma passing by, her face went into a pie. If I'm late, there's misery. I won't be up on history. I'll be in the English grammar.
Important to have grandma's face in the pie in this.
Oh, song, yes, absolutely. It's hard to stop it.
Yeah, I guess so. Fun to write?
Very fun to write. I'm using all the rhyming dictionaries I could find.
Oh, really? Like with flamingos?
Yeah, flamingos and Filipinos.
Leapt across three lawn flamingos, waved to Sal, he's Filipino. Jumped the fence and found that I was headed toward a pool.
You know, you've used the banjo over the years sort of as part of your mm-hmm. comedy routine. It's really a prop, and clearly there's this other side of you that takes it very seriously. How do you sort of bring those two threads together, do you think?
Well, when I was when I first started doing my comedy act, I just desperately needed material. So I took literally everything I knew how to do on stage with me, which was juggling, it was magic, and banjo, and my little comedy routines. And I always felt like the audience kind of tolerated the serious musical parts while I was doing my comedy act. I don't know. I just have an affection for it, let's say, off stage and the sounds it can make. And I love hearing new players. It's like listening to a mystery when you hear some people play. I just say, I have no idea how they do that. It's magic and it's beautiful.
Well, Steve Martin, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for bringing your banjo today.
Okay, thanks so much.
You can hear more tunes from Steve Martin's CD, The Crow, and watch videos of some of his banjo performances at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.